text 33. Oh, yes, 34, sorry, 34, yes, my mistake. Text 34, okay. Oops, wait, I hope it's all right there. Is it okay there? Okay. All right. Sorry. Oh, Krishna. Interesting. There is a spot on the lens. Okay, yes, I can see it. Okay. Sma, oh, it's one word, is it? No, it's not. Sma bipriche dya patim prajanam twayavatirnana utapta kama Parivrajat Padavim Astito Ham Charishye Twam Rede Yunjan Vishoka Asma Bipritchedya Patim Prajanam Tvaya vitirnarna utapta kama parivrajat padavim astitoham charishye tvam hridi yunjan vishoka Asma bipritchetya patim prajanam Tvaya vatirnarna utapta kama Parivrajat padavim astitoham Charishye tvam hridi yunjan vishaka Asma bipritchedya patim prajanam Tvaya vatirnarna utapta kama Parivrajat padavim astitoham Charishye tvam hridi yunjan vishoka. Thank you. Mutterjays. Asma abhiprichche. I am inquiring. Adya. Now. Patim. The Lord. Prajanam. Of all created beings. Twaya. By you. Avatirna rina. Free from debts, Uta, and Apta, fulfilled, Kama, desires, Parivrajat, of an itinerant mendicant, Padavim, the path, Astita, accepting, aham, I, charishye, I shall wander, twam, you, hridi, in my heart, yunjan, keeping, vishoka, free from lamentation. Translation. Today, I have something to ask from you. Today, I have something to ask from you, who are the Lord of all living entities. Since I have now been liberated by you from my debts to my father, and since all my desires are fulfilled, I wish to accept the order of an itinerant mendicant. Renouncing this family life, I wish to wander about, free from lamentation, thinking always of you in my heart. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Actually, sannyas, or renunciation of material household life, necessitates complete absorption in Krishna consciousness and immersion in the self. One does not take sannyas, freedom from family responsibility and the renounced order of life, to make another family or to create an embarrassing transcendental fraud in the name of sannyas. The sannyasi's business is not to become proprietor of so many things and amass money from the innocent public. A sannyasi is proud that he is always thinking of Krishna within himself. Of course, there are two kinds of devotees of the Lord. One is called Gostyanandi, which means those who are preachers and have many followers for preaching the glories of the Lord and who live among those many, many followers just to organize missionary activities. Other devotees are Atmanandi, or self-satisfied, and do not take the risk of preaching work. They remain, therefore, alone with God. In this classification was Kardama Muni. He wanted to be free from all anxieties and remain alone within his heart with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Parivraja means an itinerant mendicant. A mendicant sannyasi should not live anywhere for more than 3 days. He must be always moving, because his duty is to move from door to door and enlighten people about Krishna consciousness. Asmadi prichedya patim prajanam, twayavatir narana utaptakama, parivrajat padavim, asti toham, charishye tuam hridi yunjan vishoka. Today I have something to ask from you, who are the Lord of all living entities. Since I have now been liberated by you from my debts to my father, and since all my desires are fulfilled, I wish to accept the order of an itinerant mendicant. Renouncing this family life, I wish to wander about, free from lamentation, thinking always of you in my heart. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyachadeshtarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pramanichananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Vanchakapa Charubhyas Chakripa Sindhubhyo Vacha. Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo. Namo Namaha. Yes, well, Kardama Muni, now addressing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Kapila. He feels that he is now free from any other type of responsibility, more or less, certainly on the material level, and practically from any other type of responsibility of any sort other than to give Krishna consciousness to the people, or even that, well, he's not even really feeling like that, actually. He's feeling like he just wants, as Prabhupada says here, he wants to remain, therefore, alone with God. Be free from all anxieties and remain alone within his heart, with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very amazing concept. Very amazing concept. But the first thing is, he has freed himself from debts. He had a debt particularly to his father, Lord Brahma. His father wanted him to become a Prajapati, increase the population, and at least the idea was in Lord Brahma's mind that he should just become a householder and just go through the whole experience of having children. And in the case of these Prajapatis at the beginning of the universe, many children, and really help to populate the universe, not just one or two or three or something like that, but just multitudes of offspring. That was the idea of Lord Brahma. But now Kardama feels quite convinced, I have fulfilled that duty, that obligation, satisfied that obligation. Sri Sri Radha Radhanath Sri Giri Govardhan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. I fulfilled that obligation because I have produced as a child, or been involved in the production at least of, as a child, you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there's a sort of a saying, I suppose it is, that if Krishna is with you, but everyone else is against you, don't worry. You're all right. But of all the people are for you, but Krishna is against you, you don't stand a chance. Yeah, like that. So he felt, I produced. Now, the idea may have been in my father's mind to produce probably millions or even billions or even more than billions of living entities at the beginning of the universe, to populate the universe and the different species of life. But now Kaudama feels that he has more than fulfilled that obligation, because he produced one. Well, actually, he produced 10. But the 9, okay, they daughters got married to the 9 sages, and that's good. That's good. Those 9 sages are very important people in the universe, for the development of the universe. But particularly, he's produced the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or, as we said, been involved in the manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the Lord is always self-manifesting. Even when the Lord appears as the child of parents, as in this case, but still, he cannot be considered just to be their child produced by them, and as generally all other children are, because the Lord is always self-manifest. So he always causes his own appearance in ways he likes, and in connection with, like, in terms of parents, in connection with whoever he likes. Yes, that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he's produced one, Lord Kapila, and he feels, not just feels, but he understands, I have done my duty. I've really done my duty, because I've brought the Supreme Personality of Godhead into this world. The plenary portion, it's, in other words, a sort of higher level form of the Supreme Lord. What more could you want? Produce a few mundane conditioned souls? No thanks. I've done what I need to do. So let me go. Let me please go. It's interesting. I read through the purport of Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur on this verse. He gives, it's not a small purport. It's not a big purport, but it's sort of like this size of purport. And he says that Kardama was feeling, or may have been feeling, that, I got to watch out here. If I stick around, I may become attached. Yes, with a son like this, I may become attached. And he says, if I stay around, I will find myself in a combination of two rasas, Dasya Ras and Vatsalya Ras. And he says that they are not actually compatible. So it could be a frustrating situation to be in the mood of a servant, which generally means kind of lowly, humble position, and you just got to do what you're told. And parent, where you have to be, particularly when the child is small, you've got to be very assertive and even controlling. So this is a rasa basa. In the In the Nectar of Devotion, there's a whole section, it's the very last section of the whole book, about rasa-basa, different incompatible mellows. So servitude and parenthood is such a thing. Whereas friendship and parenthood, you know, of course they have their specific natures, but there isn't really incompatibility. So Lord Balaram, for example, is in both. Yeah. Anyway, there's all sorts of mentions of incompatible types of moods and mellows in devotional service there at the end of Nectar of Devotion. And according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Kardama Muni feels that he's going to get caught up in that. So, yes, so he doesn't have to do more. So what to do? What to do now? Don't just sit around and at home and just sort of exist. But he wants to do something constructive. So, he wants to take sannyas. He wants to take sannyas. This particular type of sannyas, Prabhupada refers to it here as atmanandi, self-satisfied. Well, there are two types of sannyasis. One is Ghoshtyanandi, Prabhupada talks about here, who is a preacher, and through his preaching, many other people become devotees, and they feel obliged towards him, or they appreciate him and his preaching, and therefore they want to be with him. So in this way he gathers, not exactly like he gathers, but a group of followers gather. And in the company of that group of followers, then he distributes Krishna consciousness. This is Ghoshtyanandi. Or Parivra, what's it called here? Parivraja. We, of course, use the term Parivrajakacharya. Parivraja is the word used in the verse. Means an itinerant mendicant. Parivrajakacharya means an itinerant mendicant who is an acharya. Of course, any Parivrajak, qualified traveling mendicant, itinerant mendicant, is also going to be like Acharya. But Parivrajak Acharya specifically means preaching and influencing people, and that's his main program, spreading Krishna consciousness, and therefore people gather around him, and then he engages them, he organizes missionary activities. Other devotees are atmanandi. They're self-satisfied, and Prabhupada says, don't take the risk of preaching work, because there are risks of all different types. You know, what to speak of being exposed to material existence and the possible risk of being influenced by that. But there's physical danger. There's physical danger there. Usually one acquires a few enemies if one preaches. Prabhupada makes that point that if you're trying to preach, but you have not acquired any enemies, then it may well indicate you're not much of a preacher. Because preaching means to point out what's wrong with material life and the people the people who are in material life. And those people in material life, so many of them, they really have strong ideas of self-importance and self-qualification, and, you know, they don't want to be criticized. Yes. So, preaching, particularly if one's really preaching extensively, there's the tendency that, of course, followers will come, as Prabhupada mentions here, but also some enemies will come, and there's danger. Enemies means danger. So the Atmanandi, self-satisfied sannyasi, devotee, doesn't take the risk of preaching. I mean, there are many other risks also. There are many other risks. You know, normally, Prabhupada is using the term here, Atmanandi. Normally, we use the term, or we see the term, Bhajananandi. That's much more common. In fact, in this context of a particular type of sannyasi, Vaishnav sannyasi, I would say this is probably the first time or first purport in which I've seen the term used in this context. Of course, Atmanandi, the term is definitely used, but not specifically for a Vaishnav sannyasi. Much more often we see the term Bhajananandi, someone who is finding bliss in bhajan. But here now, Kardama Muni, he's a Bhajananandi, he's going to be a Bhajananandi. But, you know, there's this specifically little bit special idea that he's not just finding pleasure in bhajan, but he's finding pleasure in Atma. And in this context, of course, Atma means not just himself as a spirit soul, although that's there, but Atma here also means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is also Atma. He's Paramatma, but that means he's a type of Atma. So Kardama Muni wants to travel around, and surely visiting many pilgrimage places. But at that, while he's doing that, be alone with Krishna, with the Supreme Lord. In other words, interacting, having a real internal relationship, internally having exchanges and an ongoing relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is possible to do that, just like we know it's explained in Brahma Samhita that Mahavishnu, Lord Mahavishnu, he has an internal, I mean, mainly, at least it's described there as being, internal relationship with his pleasure potency, Rama, Devi, who's an expansion of Srimati Radharani. Krishna, obviously, with Radharani, and Lord Ram with Sita, and, you know, so many other forms of the Lord with their consorts. They have relationships with the consort who is external. But as described in Brahma Samhita, Mahavishnu is having a relationship maybe all the time, at least some of the time, but maybe all the time. But described there, he's having pastimes with Rama Devi, internally. And Rama Devi, being an expansion of Srimati Radharani, is such an amazing person. And their relationship is just so totally, transcendentally wonderful that he becomes so absorbed in that that he loses external consciousness, or he doesn't manifest external consciousness. Rather, he focuses his entire consciousness internally in that relationship. And externally, he's in yoga nidra, a mystical trance, which some people, which looks like sleep. But it's definitely far from sleep, just being in the mode of ignorance. So, Kardama Muni wants to have some sort of relationship of that sort, an internal relationship, where there's a whole relationship going on, but it's internal, as he travels around free from attachment. And do like that. And as Prabhupada says in the purport, a mendicant sannyasi should not live anywhere for more than 3 days. I used to do that. Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes 4 days, but 3 days was quite normal. It really was for many years, and sometimes a little longer. And, you know, go to Mayapur for the meetings and parikrama for 1 month. Whew, that was like, you know, an eternity. And I can't. How long have I been here now? I can't. Was it March, April, May, June? 5 months. 5 months. What happened? Anyway. By the will of the Lord. But otherwise, the mendicants, the Gostiyanandis particularly, but it may also be the Atmanandis or Bhajananandis who are getting bliss from Bhajan, or in the case of Kardama Muni, getting bliss from Atma, his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma. They would, in order to avoid, well, for different reasons, but one reason, in order to avoid becoming attached to the facilities wherever he's living for those 3 days, because it can definitely happen. You know, what sort of bathroom facilities are they giving me? What sort of room are they giving me? It can definitely happen. So to avoid all that, keep moving. And even the Bhajananandis and Atmanandis, keep moving so that attachment doesn't develop. And of course, at least in the classic case, as is generally described for people like ourselves, to always be preaching, moving here and there to present Krishna consciousness door to door and just city to city, place to place, to give people and different people Krishna consciousness like this. So Kardama Muni, he is inspired, he's excited, he really wants to do that. And therefore, he's doing something that's slightly unusual, in a sense. Even though he's an elevated pure devotee, he is asking the Lord, please give me this. You know, so many times we hear of the attitude of the advanced devotee, whatever Krishna wants. But now he's feeling, for different reasons, feeling very excited about this, that I want your blessings, please, so that I can go and practice my, or develop my relationship with you in this particular type of way. Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. I think that's about it. All right. We'll have questions sometime in the future, maybe on the weekend. Anyway, whatever. Srila Prabhupada ki.